and welcome to New Day Dawning. This is Sheila Hammer with reflections and songs based on scripture, and I hope and pray that you enjoy the program today and get something out of it, especially if you're a patient in our local hospitals in the Newcastle and Gateshead area. We're thinking about you and the staff today. A very warm welcome to you and to listeners all around the world. Over the last 4 weeks, we've been looking at a four-part theme entitled Living Bread from St. John's Gospel chapter 6. And Jesus has shocked everyone by saying, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Today is the fourth and final part, called Bread for the World. And I want to make the point that we're not meant to keep living bread to ourselves. It was meant to be shared with the world to bring life to all. My opening song, "I'm the Bread to Feed the World," was written by a dear friend of mine from Whitley Bay called Margaret Scott, and here she is singing her song with United Folk. We'll hear another one of Margaret's beautiful songs later on in the programme. But let's have today's reading now from John's Gospel, this time reading from verse 56 of chapter 6. "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your ancestors ate manna and died, but whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." He said this while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. On hearing it, many of his disciples said, "This is hard teaching. Who can accept it?" Aware that his disciples were grumbling about this, Jesus said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him. He went on to say, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." From this time, many of the disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." How to Win Friends and Influence People is a well-known book today. Many people consider it essential reading, especially if one has ambition in life. But Jesus wasn't trying to win favors or climb the ladder of success. He was wanting to simply speak the truth and tell things as they were, that only by receiving him, by feeding on him, could a person know eternal life. He was quite clear about this. Jesus' teaching was indeed hard for many of his followers to stomach, pardon the pun, and for that reason many left him and walked away. So turning to his 12 disciples, Jesus gave them the option to leave too. But as Simon Peter pointed out, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Here is a song of that title by Northumbria Community.
To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. To whom shall we go? You have the believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. To whom shall we go? You have the words of
The 12 disciples decided to follow Jesus, to stick with him and his difficult teaching, for they'd seen something in him that was worth holding on to. But they also knew that they would need to look at the world in a new way through his eyes, and one day continue his work as his disciples. But they obviously saw in him one with all the answers, and there was nowhere else they wanted to go. Let's hear another of Margaret Scott's songs. This second song of hers was inspired by the most classic of all Salvador Dali's paintings, known as The Christ of St. John of the Cross, which was painted by Dali as if he were looking down from above the cross of Christ onto the world below. She wondered, when she wrote this song, what Jesus saw and thought when he saw all of the world's troubles. It was written in 1986 at a time of conflict in Beirut, and the troubles have greatly worsened in the world since then. It's called What a View by Margaret Scott.
What a view. From there you can see for miles and miles and centuries. And you look with love and you look with loving tears. And when I think of all the pain we've caused each other through those years, I wonder how you still could see it through. What a view. You see us with our callous ways and muddled thoughts, yet you love us and you call us back to you. And at your cross we find the grace to start again, to care, try again to love each other as you do. When you prayed, "Father, forgive them," were you thinking of us too? Of the countless times that we would break your heart? What a view. we can look again and see the world anew. For you made us for each other, and you free us all to love. And through you we can see the goodness that's still there. What a view, what a view, what a view.
Like the disciples, if we want to imitate Jesus and be his living bread out there, we must be prepared to look at the world through his eyes and see what it is he would want us to be concerned about too. There's a very large and stunning sculpture of the crucified Christ by sculptress Josefina de Vasconcelos on the west wall of St. Andrew's Church in Greystoke, Cumbria. And it's a very unusual version in that Jesus is raising himself up, his hands still nailed to the cross, straining to see outside of the window to his right. It's magnificent. We ask ourselves, what does he see when he looks out of that window? What is he searching for? What would he do if he were out there himself? This next song is one of mine called Take, Eat, This Is My Body, and it invites us too to look beyond the window at God's broken world. And God is asking us here, do you care?
Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Eat it and remember, I die.
Mind you, this is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, and on 1575 AM in the hospital community, and on Radio Player. You can contact us online, we'd love to hear from you, info@radiotyneside.co.uk. It is very much a hungry world out there, with so many different kinds of hunger, which Jesus would want to satisfy were he here in person, in the flesh. Are we willing to be bread for the world and to pour ourselves out like wine? Or have we become stale and sour? We're all part and parcel of all that's wrong in our world if we have no love for one another. If the needs of the world are left out of our devotions, or sacrament becomes idolatrous, so says Geoffrey Angertel Stillett Kennedy, an Anglican priest-poet known as Woodbine Willie because of his reputation for giving Woodbine cigarettes along with pastoral and spiritual support to injured and dying soldiers. On the outbreak of World War I, Kennedy volunteered as a chaplain in the British Army on the Western Front, and it was there he turned to Christian socialism and pacifism. In 1917, he was decorated with the Military Cross for bravery, for running into no man's land to help the wounded during an attack on the German front line. But he was quite outspoken and a great believer in social life being brought right into the heart of all our devotions. He said this: "If the real presence of Christ in the sacrament obscures the omnipresence of God in the world, then the sacrament is idolatrous, and our worship is actual sin, for all sin at its roots is the denial of the omnipresence of God." We really must go where Jesus sends us and share the love of God in the world. Here's a wonderful song by Peter, Paul and Mary, "Go Where I Send Thee."
Children, go where I send thee, go shall I send thee.
Well, I'm gonna send thee one by one for the itty bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem. Send thee two by two
for Paul and Silas,
one for the itty bitty baby who was born in Bethlehem.
Said he was born
in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
I'm gonna send you three by three, three for the Hebrew children,
two for Paul and Silas,
one for the itty bitty baby who was born.
Children,
two for Paul and Silas,
and one for the itty bitties.
They be born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
I'm gonna send thee five by five.
You'll five for the five that stayed alive.
Four for the four that stood at the door.
Three for the Hebrew
children.
Two for Paul and
Silas.
Six for the sixth and the Lord.
Five
for the five that stayed alive.
Four
for the four that stood at the door.
Three
for the Hebrew children.
Two,
give me Paul and Silas. One little bitty baby was
born in Bethlehem.
Will children go where I send thee?
How shall I send thee?
Will I go send thee? Send myself. For the seven to death, for God to hell. Six for the six to death, for God to faith. Five for the five that stood in daylight. Four for the four that stood at the door.
Three
for the Hebrew children. Two for Paul and Silas. And one for the itty bitty baby that was
born
in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send thee.
How shall I send thee?
Well, I'm going to send thee eight by eight. Eight for the eight that stood at the gate.
Children, you put the ball.
falling into his eyes.
One for the itty bitty baby who was
born in Bethlehem.
Said he was born in Bethlehem.
Will children go where I send them?
How shall I send
thee?
From the very beginning of the early church, we discover in Acts of the Apostles, Jesus' disciples devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. They shared possessions and gave to the needy. Because of their lifestyles then, many were attracted to the faith and believed. The question for us today is, are people today attracted by our lifestyles? If not, what are we omitting to do? Surely we need to join together as never before, with a common goal and a common purpose, to face head-on seemingly impossible tasks together and go forward trusting that God will move in us and through us. I wonder if you've seen a cartoon called Happy Feet 2, where the huge elephant seals come to the rescue of penguins trapped in a chasm far below them, trapped there with nothing to eat. The large creatures want to rescue them, but don't believe it's possible to do any real good, and they almost give up. But the large faith of one little penguin encourages them on to believe in the impossible. Sometimes you've got to back up to go forwards. And this is an excerpt of the moment that they're under pressure. But they go ahead, beating the mountain ice. They make the ground shake. The snow cascades down, making it possible to save the stranded penguins. All because of cooperation and faith and moving and going forward to bring life. We've got to keep moving as a church. Here it is, Under Pressure, Happy Feet 2.
You with me, boys?
Oh, yeah!
Doing it again. Doing what? This. Fascinating. What is it?
I have no idea.
Wow. What's it for?
Perhaps it's a momentary relief from the existential terrors of existence.
Oh, man. What?
It brings out my happy.
Sometimes you gotta back up to go forward.
Come on, go! Me?
Yeah. Come on. Every step counts.
An ingenious and inspired moment in cartoon making, don't you think? With a lesson for us all. Sometimes we do have to back up, take stock and assess in order to gain momentum to go forward. And instead of looking inwardly at the hopelessness, let's begin to look outward at the possibilities and the opportunities. Our last song sings of building a new world, a new home of togetherness and peace. Where all are welcome, for Jesus' arms were always open. And when he opened his arms, even on the cross, he was saying to us, "This is how much I love you." And so we come to that last song by Marty Horn, "All Are Welcome." Bye for now.
Let us build a house where love can dwell and all can safely live. A place where saints and children tell how hearts learn to forgive. Built of hopes and dreams and visions, rock of faith and vault of grace. Here the love of Christ shall end divisions.
Songs of grace, let this happen.